Okay, 182. And you want to read 182 and 183 together?
Please, Mayor.
Okay. Those two, please.
182, authorize the director of the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management to execute intergovernmental agreements and amendments for administration of the fiscal year 2015 Urban Areas Security Initiative grant funds for all hazard disaster preparedness, and 183, accept and appropriate the fiscal year 2015 Urban Areas Security Initiative grant in the amount of $2,579,060 from the Oregon Office of Emergency Management to enhance emergency preparedness through planning, training, and equipping emergency responders in the Portland urban area.
Mr. Novick.
Colleagues, these two items allow us to accept URC funding and for PBEM to coordinate with our regional partners from the Port, Gresham, TriMet, Washington County, Clackamas County, and Multnomah County and others to ensure that we are prepared and coordinated in the event of a major disaster. The funding allows us to procure materials and equipment for training and operational needs. There is no financial match for this grant. I'd like to turn this over now to Denise Barrett, PBEM's administrator with the RDPO, to give us some more information and answer questions.
Thanks. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. Thank you, Commissioner Novick, for introducing me. But again, my name is Denise Barrett, and I am an employee of the city working with the Bureau of Emergency Management as a senior program manager, but more known in the region on the day-to-day as the manager of the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization. This grant is not new to the city. The Urban Area Security Initiative has been around since 2003, and with the exception of 1 year, we've received this grant. It has brought $75 million into our region to help support special needs in the metropolitan area for preparedness planning, helping the city coordinate with all of its county regional partners from government, but also the private and nonprofit sectors. Today, I really wanted to highlight, since this grant is not new to us, the benefits that will actually come for the city at this time. There will be enhanced earthquake maps and impacts assessments at a time when Cascadia subduction zone earthquake is high on our minds around the region and among the public. This will help us to have more data with which to do better mitigation planning. We'll also, we'll talk about this in a minute with a colleague from the region, a disabilities access and functional needs assessment of the emergency management programs of four of the five counties in our region, as well as the City of Portland's emergency management program. We'll be procuring a mobile water treatment plant, which will benefit the Portland Water Bureau's ability in an emergency situation to provide potable water. There's also continuation of the regional Citizen Corps project through this, which will help the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management at a time when there's such a demand for participants on the neighborhood emergency teams to help them to do their work in providing those volunteers. It will also help the Portland Police Bureau with specialized equipment for its airborne assets in terms of airplane technology, which enables them to do a better job on interdiction, search and rescue, and other response activities. And last but not least, this grant also helps support Portland Fire and Rescue's specialty teams that are used in hazardous materials types of incidents. I think Commissioner Nova covered most of the ground in terms of its impact, but I do want to say that several of the projects do help in terms of access and functional needs and disabilities populations, and I think that's really an important step that we're taking with this grant. And both pieces of this legislation are marked emergency because it's a grant. We have to get it rolling, and it takes many, many months on the front end to get it in place. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thanks very much. Okay, anyone want to speak on either of these items? They're both emergency ordinances. Let's take a roll call vote on 182, please.
Ritz?
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 183?
Ritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
This shows why it's important we keep fighting in Washington to preserve our eligibility for the UASI grant, because this is real money. Aye. Okay.